1-882 if you'd like to have your say. 4 in 5 school leaders have faced either offensive behaviour, that includes threats, violence and bullying from parents, fellow teachers or people visiting school grounds. Does it sound like something that's going on in your schoolyard? Let's bring in Malcolm Elliott. He is the Australian Primary Principals Association President. Malcolm, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm pretty good. We've got what sounds to be and looks to be quite a big problem within our schools.
We have to say it is, Ollie. The situation is that this longitudinal study that's come out has been running for 10 years, and it repeatedly shows that not only are our school leaders feeling overworked, but they're also on the receiving end of some pretty bad treatment, sometimes from students, sometimes from other adults.
So we're saying 4 in 5 principals have now faced offensive behaviour. What are we talking about, Malcolm?
We're talking about offensive behaviours that include pushing, shoving, bullying, the use of email to slur reputations, the use of the internet to slur reputations, and some rather unpleasant relationships between some parents and school leaders.
This must be very worrying for you as the president of the association that these are issues obviously brought to your attention on a regular basis.
It is very worrying, and particularly when the authors of the study that we're referring to this afternoon use a process which is called red flagging, and that is when people who are responding to the survey show signs of any one of three things, including ill health, sleeplessness, and general diminution in quality of life, that they issue a red flag, which means that person should seek assistance from employee assistance programs or other professional availabilities, like going to the GP, for example. Now, 30% of the people who have responded to the survey, and this year it was over 2,000 people, have received red flags, and that is very concerning.
Did you think through COVID-19, and we went through a period of time, obviously, where there was remote learning around different states and territories for a significant period of the year, that perhaps it might have reset the relationship?
Well, we did to an extent, and it must be acknowledged that the positive commentary that came when school principals and teachers and teacher assistants really did change our orientation to support the lockdowns, received such great praise from the community. That was fantastic and really boosted morale. And we hoped that things would be different. But this survey was delayed a little because of the COVID crisis. So the data that we're getting from it does include that time. So it's a shame that that kind of improvement hasn't been shown up. But of course, right now, and as we speak today, the term respect is very much in the forefront of our minds. And that's really what this survey is pointing up, that not only in schools, but perhaps beyond, we've got a social and cultural issue in Australia about respect.
Well said, Malcolm. I think that highlights a very significant point, particularly on this Monday afternoon with everything else going on in our country. Let me ask you, this is obviously looking at school leaders, at principals, but the examples and the research that we're talking about here could probably be applied to most teachers in classrooms right around the country.
That's a pretty fair thing to say, yes, Ollie, yeah.
And gossip and innuendo, social media, what sort of impact is that having on your profession?
It makes the role of school principal, which is such a wonderful job, look terribly unattractive to the next generation, frankly. And you can't blame them to a large extent when you see what happens and when you hear what happens, where unsubstantiated allegations can be made by people. They can be circulated via email or via the internet, either anonymously or go right to the very top. You know, I know of several cases where school principals have been attacked right to the level of the Premier of the state. So everyone gets CC'd into an email, and it's a long way back. It's a hard way back from there.
And ultimately, these people with decades and decades of experience, and you obviously want to become a teacher and an educator, a principal to help develop and nurture the next generation of West Australian children or Australian children, wherever you may be, they're going to be driven away, I assume, then from the system.
You're spot on. And also, when we talk about Western Australia, there is such a wonderful mission for teaching and school leadership in Australia. There is so much purpose to it. West Australia is such a vast state on its own.
Yeah.
There is so much opportunity to experience so much in life, and to contribute to so many communities of different types in Western Australia that it's an opportunity too good to pass up. If you're interested in teaching, we want that that wonderful opportunity to be one that is full of a sense of excitement and purpose and enjoyment and contribution. Hard work, yes, but absolutely wonderful. That's the way we want people to see it. And to use the words of one of my very good West Australian colleagues, Ann Anderson, we want to see children finish primary schooling with the light shining in their eyes for learning. And we want that to continue all the way through education, through the efforts of a fantastically highly motivated group of teachers. Unfortunately, this downside of things, which keeps coming through in these surveys, robs the profession of a lot of its luster. And we really want to see more and more young people rising to that challenge.
Malcolm, good on you for speaking up. And I think throughout the conversation, you've hit the nail on the head in regards to respect. Thanks for your time.
Thank you, Ollie. Thanks so much.
Pleasure. Malcolm Elliott, Australian Primary Principals Association President. Good man there on the line. Well, we want to hear your stories. If you are a teacher yourself, let me know what it is like in the classroom. Have you had to deal with hostile parents? And how do you deal with it? Are parents more hostile now? I thought the pandemic might have reset a few things, particularly with the remote learning and of being at home for a few weeks as it was in the end and having to submit things via the internet. Everybody might have just taken a step back and really appreciated what the teachers were doing. At 9221 82.